the synopsis that the Partnership Public Service posted about your finally being a finalist for this message, I think really grabs at the heart of the issue, not just for VA, but for agencies all across government. This says the Department of Veterans Affairs has long functioned as if it were three distinct business entities, healthcare, benefits, and cemeteries, and never fully integrated its financial management, acquisition, human resources, capital investment, and technology functions across the organization. VA is certainly not the only agency to find itself in that situation. How did you go about lassoing all of those things together to pull them into one business entity? Because it wouldn't surprise me to go back and do some research and find that they were originally set up that way intentionally when there was a school of thought that all these separate business models would be the way to go.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Francis. And we had operated that way literally for decades. And under Secretary Eric Shinseki, he charged us with transforming the VA into a 21st century organization and integrating our functions, especially in the support areas. The focus has principally been on information technology, human resources, acquisitions, finance, and capital infrastructure was a top priority so that we could make administrative functions work better, make them better integrated, which means getting greater value out of the resources that we spend on those functions. That in turn leads to better support for those who are on the front line actually delivering benefits to veterans and their families. A perfect example of that is what we've done in strategic capital planning. It used to be that the three business units, cemeteries, healthcare, and benefits, did their own capital infrastructure planning, and we'd have three distinct lists of priorities. With our work over the past 18 months, we are now able to produce, using a consistent process, similar criteria, a list of projects every year that's integrated across the department. So that means that the next dollar that we want to spend on capital infrastructure, for the first time ever, we can be confident it's going to the next piece of capital infrastructure that is the best value for the VA, regardless of whether it's in the cemeteries, the benefits system, or the healthcare system.
Now, I imagine that trying to make these changes, especially in a rather short period of time, 18 months to do some of these kinds of things in government is about 5 seconds in other areas. How do you go about getting people to buy into that kind of change? How do you go about changing a culture that, as you said, was decades in the making in about a year and a half?
Yeah, I think one of the key pieces here, which will be no surprise to you, Francis, is the people involved. And I've had excellent support at all levels across the department. The secretary and the deputy secretary had the vision to develop this and the courage to stay the course when the times got tough. My counterparts at the assistant secretary level have been excellent, strong partners throughout the effort. And the folks who are really doing the day-in, day-out work in delivering on our priorities are the members of my team in the Office of Management at the VA, and they have been phenomenal. And what has assisted all of us, I think, in working on this is we decided early on what was most important. We recognized you can't do everything. You know, the old saying's true, when everything's important, nothing is important. And once we had picked those priorities, we really have made a concerted effort to stay focused. As you or anyone who's familiar with government will know, either internally or externally, there's a thousand things that come up every day that can push and pull you and cause you to lose sight of your priorities. And last is that people factor. You get the right people around you, everything else becomes relatively easier, and it's really the people have been the key part of the culture change.
You serve veterans of the military, but you yourself are a veteran of a number of federal agencies, including IRS, OMB, Census Bureau, and worked at VHA before. What benefits do you think having some experience with other bureaucracies, other structures, other successes in other agencies, and maybe some other not-so-successes at other agencies gave you when you stepped into this job and took this task on from Secretary Shinseki?
Sure. That was invaluable experience, Francis. You pointed out I've worked at the department level, the agency level, and OMB, and having that different insight, that perspective from all the various areas of the federal government gives me an appreciation. So now that I'm working at the department level, I know what it's like to be at the agency level and having to work with the department to carry out edicts or priorities that we're setting. And I do think that gives me a broader and more a balanced view. Also, when I was at the IRS, I had a chance for a few years to serve as the chief information officer. And that experience that I gained in leading those large-scale IT projects has absolutely been invaluable in driving the change of integration that we're trying to push here at the VA. Again, making sure we stay focused on what's important, deciding what's most important, and having the right people. And the bottom line to all this is the greater value that we can get out of each taxpayer dollar that we spend at the VA, that translates into more and better services to veterans and their families, and that's why we're here.
When you are trying to get as many people to do as many things differently as they have been doing them, inevitably, I imagine you ran across some turf battles. How'd you navigate those and get people to get past them?
Well, that's, to be honest with you, that's where the secretary and deputy secretary really played a great leadership role. Again, they are two great leaders. And as I said earlier, they have the courage to stay the course. And once they set a direction for us, they're very serious about it. And, no matter which end of the stick you may be on in that exchange, you know what's going to happen when you enter that room with them. And they're going to have the consistent messaging and the consistent expectation. So to the extent we ran across instances where maybe not everyone was pulling the oar in the same direction at the same time, they were very good at supporting that, making the right course correction, and getting people on the same page.
I imagine General Shinseki and Mr. Gould can be very persuasive if your powers of persuasion are not quite enough, huh?
Well, look, if you're driving, you know, it'd be great to sit here and take all the credit for this, but really, I'm just one of hundreds of people who have made this possible. And any good leader will tell you that sooner or later, you need air cover and you need backup from your bosses. And that has been very valuable in this process. And I try to do the same thing for my people as they run into challenges day in, day out in the VA.
The partnership says that the Management Excellence Medal, for which you are a finalist, recognizes a federal employee for demonstrating superior leadership and management excellence through a significant contribution to the nation that exemplifies efficient, effective, and results-oriented government. Thank you very much for talking about your work at the VA, Todd Grahams. I appreciate your time.